Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. On several occasions, you have heard me talk about anger and the various aspects of anger, but now I'd like to talk a little bit about certain other aspects of anger, because it is a capital vice. Anger, as I have mentioned, is a complex passion in which one suffers a certain sorrow because of some injury that one has incurred, and also there is a desire for vindication. Anger conflicts the soul because there is at once sorrow at the injury, and yet there is also another kind of inclination, that is, a desire for vindication. Anger is not only just a passion or emotion, it is also a vice. It is a vice when it is either too much, that is, you're angry, you're too angry, that is, the anger doesn't fit the thing that it's that you're angry with, or you don't anger enough, that is, a person who has no reaction and is a bit insensible regarding things that he should be angry about, then that also is a vice. Anger, moderated by right reason, is a virtuous thing. But here we mean by that that only consequent anger, that is, anger that we recognize that there is truly something to be angry about, and we are angry only no more and no less to the degree that it ought. St. Thomas says there's different kinds or species of anger. In relation to the origin of anger, he says that there are what we call choleric persons. Now, choleric is this type of disposition. And those people who are choleric are those who are angry too quickly or are only for a slight cause. And so there is a certain vice of being choleric. Then there is the vice in relationship to the duration of anger. For there is anger that endures too long. And St. Thomas says this happens in two ways. One, because the cause of anger, the inflicted injury, remains too long in man's memory, that is, he keeps thinking about it. The result being that it gives rise to a lasting displeasure, wherefore he is called grievous and sullen to himself. In other words, he broods, and so brooding is a vice that arises from anger, or is a kind of anger. Then it happens on the part of the vindication, in which a man seeks with a stubborn desire to get the vindication from the people who have injured him. And this St. Thomas calls ill-temperedness, or sometimes in English we would say they are stern. These are people who do not put aside their anger until they have inflicted punishment or vindication. Then he says there are three degrees of anger. The first degree is when we have an inward conception, that is, we perceive something and it remains purely inward, our anger. We see something that we've been injured, and so we anger interiorly. The next degree is when the anger is manifested by outward signs and even breaks into its effect. And this is when people break into angry words or gestures. Then there is the sin which not only is conceived inward, but it breaks out into its effect as to inflicting harm or vindication on another, in which one actually injures the other. From anger arises various other vices. Because it's a capital vice, like all other capital vices, there it has certain daughters, that is, other vices that arise from it. The first is with respect to the person with whom a man is angry, and whom he deems unworthy of acting thus towards him. Unworthy in Latin is indignus. And so the person who suffers from anger is the person who walks around indignant at everybody all the time. And so he suffers from the vice of indignation, in which he never considers anybody worthy of anything except himself. The next vice is on the part of the man himself. And this is insofar as he devises various means of vindication. And so he thinks about it, mulls over the different ways he can get back at people. And thus he has the vice of what St. Thomas calls the swelling of the mind, or the tumor of the mind, as it may be also called, tumor mentis in Latin. And this is when it just preoccupies and takes over our thoughts. Then there is the next one, which in which a man manifests his anger in his manner of speech. And to this we refer to the vice of clamor, in which one denotes disorderly and confused speech. So someone is very vociferous about things. The next vice is when a man breaks into injurious words. And if these are against God, it is called blasphemy. So one of the vices that arises from anger is blasphemy or profanity. Then there is also the one, it's against one's neighbor. And this is called contumely. Contumely is when one detracts or says something false in the person's presence. That is, you say something to their face by detracting against them, by saying some true aspect of theirs that is defective, or when one says something false, it is one lies about them. That means, therefore, that lying and detraction are also daughters of anger. Anger also gives rise to what we call the vice of quarreling, by which we understand all manners of injuries inflicted on our neighbors through anger. But a quarrelsome person is also someone who is argumentative. So angry people tend to be very argumentative. They simply won't let somebody's word be the last word. They always have to get the last word in. If the anger becomes too strong, and if it starts to take over the whole person's life, then he will find that in relationship to sacred things, he will have irreverence, so that when he becomes angry, even sacred things will not be saved from his anger. Then there is the sin of impiety, in which one becomes angry when says things against one's parents or one's superiors. So if a child becomes angry, he'll talk back or speak ill of his parents. The final vice that arises from anger is hatred. And this becomes because the person suffering the injury, if he cannot get vindication, then he will brood for a long enough time, and then he will begin to hate the people that caused the infliction of the injury. So how do we overcome anger? Well, we've already discussed this several times, but one of the principal means is by the devotion to the Sacred Heart. Since Christ, if we ask him to make our heart like unto his, since he says, "I am meek and humble of heart," he will beget meekness to us through grace if we practice this devotion and if we work on it. And so we begin working on meekness and dispose ourselves to the meekness which Christ can grant us. Meekness is the virtue opposite of that of anger. The next is we can work on humility, because humility helps us to recognize our lowliness. And so when people injure us, we will be less likely to take offense of it, because we will recognize our place. That is, we are deserving of every type of humiliation which God chooses for our state in life. And then finally, we must work on a spirit of mortification. Because by working on a spirit of mortification, we are willing to suffer the injuries that the other people inflict upon us. And so as a result, we must also keep in mind that we must bear injuries patiently. And this is, of course, a spiritual work of mercy. But that can only come through a spirit of mortification. So therefore, do not let your anger become to consume you, and if you have it, work on these things seriously. And if you work on the devotion, you work on meekness, and you work on humility in a spirit of mortification, you will find that the anger will evaporate on its own. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.